This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady with AvWeb, and today we're talking with John Zimmerman. He's a vice president at Sporty's Pilot Shop. And Sporty's has been around for some 50 years. They've seen all kinds of products come and go in the aviation world. And so John has some insight into what he sees as the trends and what pilots are looking for these days, and some ideas about what might be coming up in 2010. So, John, thanks for talking to us. Can you start out, just give us some ideas of what trends you're seeing right now?
Sure. I mean, it's no surprise that in 2009, pilots were flying less, I think, pretty much across the board. A lot of people were who didn't give it up were flying less and maybe flying smarter. And as a part of that, we saw more and more pilots focusing on trying to continue to stay sharp, maybe outside the airplane. So that's with some more training videos, some homework, maybe even flight simulators, that, you know, they could do a lot of things to keep their head in the game and to think about flying and to practice some things without the Hobbs running. And that's really what we saw. We developed, I think, close to 12 products this year that were approved for FAA Wings credit. And that's just, you know, to address that desire by our customers and by pilots in general to be able to do some things outside the airplane to work on their proficiency, and it helps to get the wings credit out of it. You know, that can make that flight review a little more valuable and a little easier to get.
Okay, and are you finding also that pilots are looking more for online materials that they can just access straight through their computer rather than, you know, ordering a DVD through the mail, that kind of thing?
They are. I mean, DVDs aren't going away anytime soon, and DVDs are still very popular. They're great for watching on your big screen TV, and that's why we continue to shoot all of our video in really high quality, high definition in a lot of cases to show that off. But there's no doubt for a big percentage of pilots, almost by definition, they're on the go a lot. And, you know, if you're traveling a lot, it's pretty hard to beat the convenience of online. You can get it anywhere, anytime. You don't have to carry around DVDs with you. All you need is a computer with an internet connection. And even some of our download products, you don't even need that. You can watch that on your iPhone, your iPod, just download it straight to that. So for a big portion of pilots, that's a real convenience factor. And again, lets them do some training anywhere they are. If they're traveling and they're away from their airplane or their flight school, they can still, you know, do a lot of things to stay sharp with just their iPhone.
Okay, and speaking of the iPhone, you've noticed a trend that the GPSs with the touchscreen features are popular, and you think they're here to stay. Can you tell us a little bit more about what kind of products are available with the touchscreen?
Yeah, you know, touchscreens first came out for aviation a few years ago. They're not brand new this year or anything, but I think you could call 2009 the year that they really went mainstream. They went from sort of a novelty or really a tablet computer style setup to something that's really portable and really made for aviation. Garmin launched their Aero series this year, which was very successful, very well received. Bendix King expanded their Aviator line upwards with two higher-end units, the Aviator Ace. And then Anywhere Map also has some products out there that are touchscreen. And in general, pilots have really responded well to them. They're not for everybody. You know, for some people, they still like the buttons and the hard keys of a panel mount type setup, and you can still get that with the Garmin 696, for example. But there's no doubt that I think the future probably is touchscreens. There's a lot you can do there with features without making them harder to use. And I think Garmin really shows that off with the Era. The Era 560, their top-of-the-line model, does just an amazing amount of things in a small space, and it does it with no buttons. And it's actually easier than the 496 that so many people have learned to love. It's intuitive. You know, if you're used to using Garmin Nuvi in your car, or if you're used to using an iPhone or something like that, it's fairly intuitive. It's an icon-driven interface. It makes sense. You don't have to think too hard. Don't have to get out the manual as soon as you get it out of the box. And I think that ease of use is really the feature that makes people like the touchscreen. It's not necessarily better or worse for displaying aviation data. It's easier to use, and in general, anything easier to use, pilots are going to like.
And another product that seems to have gone mainstream this year is the personal locator beacons.
Yeah, and this is something we're happy to see. Personal locator beacons have come down in price almost 50% from about 5 years ago. And they've also gotten smaller and smaller and added more and more features. This is really one of those success stories in aviation where it matches the consumer world, where products get smaller, better, and cheaper, and they have in PLBs. People are really starting to consider PLBs a part of their must-have survival gear. And really the story with PLBs is, instead of worrying about carrying pounds and pounds of equipment in case you crash so that you could survive for a week, don't worry about surviving, worry about getting found and getting found quickly. And with a PLB, you really can do that. With the onboard GPS, almost all of these now have, you're sending a 406 megahertz satellite signal, you're not depending on radio, and it's got your personal ID in there and it's got your GPS coordinates in there, so you've dramatically reduced the time it takes to find you. And we think that's good for everybody. I mean, they're lightweight, they're inexpensive, they're easy to carry. Anybody who's considering a cross country over anything close to remote terrain or open ocean, it's just a no-brainer. It should be the first item that you take. And I think pilots are finally understanding that story, and certainly the price getting down there well under $300 makes it even more accessible.
And are they proven reliable? I know maybe not so much in the aviation grade PLBs, but some of them that are out there on the mass market, I know there's been some questions raised about how reliable they really are when you really need them.
Yeah, and one of the, I guess, the only unfortunate thing about the popularity of PLBs is the category has grown to include some products that aren't really PLBs. A personal locator beacon really is a life-saving device. It's a device of last resort, and the products we carry, for example, from ACR, these are incredibly well-made products that are built to last. They have huge temperature ranges where they'll operate. They're waterproof. They're sealed. Some of them even float. And again, they use that 406 megahertz signal, which is just like the new 406 megahertz in-airplane ELTs. Same technology. They also have the 121.5 homing signal, but they're really using the same technology that all the new high-end ELTs are. And so I think you can be very confident of that. They're not dependent on terrain. They're not dependent on weather. They work anywhere in the world. You don't have to worry about satellite coverage. Some of the other products out there are a little bit, they're more messenger products and less survival products, and they certainly have their purpose and their place, but they're really not life-saving devices. For that reason that you brought up, that some of them aren't quite as reliable, they are more dependent on terrain or trees or weather, the coverage isn't quite global. So you need to ask yourself, if you're buying one of those, are you buying a communications product and a messaging product, or do you really want a life-saving device? And if that's what you want, the PLBs are extremely reliable.
Okay, well, that's good to know. And another trend that I know you guys have been seeing more is that people want customized stuff. They don't want to just buy like a flight bag from one or two choices. They want exactly what they want. And are you finding ways to deliver those kind of products?
We are, for sure. I think you hear the term mass customization, and it's definitely here. People are particular, especially pilots. They have their own way of doing things in the cockpit, and they want a setup that matches that. And we've really tried to respond to that, especially with our flight gear line. We've grown that to well over a dozen bags, different sizes, shapes, construction. We've added some accessories to that. And the whole idea there is that a pilot can really customize their flight bag and their whole cockpit organization system to match how they fly and what they do. For some people, that's going to mean a lot. For others who are maybe an owner of an airplane or they're more experienced, that's going to mean a little. And we just want to make sure that we're talking to all those people with something that matches what they do. And we're seeing that beyond just flight bags, but that's a great example of people who have very specific desires and needs. And in today's world, you can really, for the most part, satisfy that. So we're responding to that.
So what do you see on the horizon for 2010? Are there any new products out there or new trends that we'll be reporting on?
2010 is going to be a big year, I think. You know, I think if 2009 was the hangover for general aviation, I think in 2010 we'll be coming back to life a little bit. We're certainly excited for that and prepared for it. We're going to have some major announcements this year that I'll make you wait for, but keep your eyes peeled for Sporties this year. We've got some big products in the works that have been a couple of years in development, and we're excited to have them coming out at just the right time. I think, more than anything, people are going to be getting back into flying a little bit next year, we hope, as we hopefully put the recession behind us and general aviation turns around. We think we'll see pilots getting back into the game a little bit. maybe doing some more training, getting their skills back up to snuff, and maybe adding some ratings, you know, for a person who wanted to add an instrument rating but didn't do it for the last couple of years because of the economy. Now would be a good time to do it. So we're looking to capitalize on that. One other thing that we're really excited about in 2010 is the Next Step program that we're working on with EAA, Young Eagles. And there's been a lot of information out there about that, but that program's really going to grow next year and do more things and some very exciting things to get kids interested in aviation beyond just an airplane ride, but to open the door to aviation for them and show all the things they can do in aviation. So definitely keep your eyes peeled for that. I think Young Eagles will be really transformed next year into a really exciting start-to-finish program for kids in aviation.
Okay, that sounds great, John. Is there anything else on your agenda that we didn't get to that you think our listeners need to know about?
No, that's great. I mean, there's a lot of exciting things out there. I think most pilots know to keep their eyes open and read AvWeb and other places to keep up on what's new, because I do think 2010 will have a lot of exciting things from many different people. So it should be an exciting year. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks a lot. And again, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. I've been talking with John Zimmerman. He's a vice president at Sporty's Pilot Shop. And thanks a lot for your time, John.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.